This is Community Wellness Beat from KXEI Tucson.
My name is Dr. Rebecca Viscusi, and I am a breast surgeon with the TMC Health Cancer Center. What I wanted to discuss today was general breast health and breast cancer awareness. Breast cancer is a very common disease, and unfortunately, the incidence of the disease is increasing. According to the American Cancer Society, the estimated number of new cases of breast cancer diagnosed in 2025 was over 300,000, with the estimated number of deaths being approximately 42,000. The risk of getting breast cancer, so an average woman's risk of developing breast cancer in the United States is approximately 13%, which is 1 in 8 women. So it's a very common disease. It is the second leading cause of cancer death in women, with lung cancer being the first leading cause of death. But even though the incidence of breast cancer is increasing, the good news is that the death rates have been decreasing steadily since approximately 1989. And so the chance that a woman will die from breast cancer is only about 2.5%. And the reason why those numbers have improved is because now we have improved screening methods, which allow us to find cancers earlier, which then allow us to treat the cancer when it's smaller and easier to eradicate. And then the other is that we also have better treatments than we did a number of years ago. So self-breast examination is very important. And it's important to do it on a regular basis. The important aspects of doing a self-breast exam are just making sure that you're getting all of the breast tissue, because we all have breast tissue that goes up towards our armpit and up towards our collarbone on our chest wall. So when you do a breast exam, you want to make sure that you're getting all of that breast tissue and that you're doing it consistently the same way every time. Usually what we recommend is to sort of use your fingers in like a circular motion and do it in a couple different positions. So you can do it first while you're laying down in bed with your arm up above your head. And then another way to do it is while you're sitting up, also with your arm up above your head. In terms of frequency, it could be anywhere from once a month to, you know, every 2 weeks. I think once a month is usually probably good enough. And if you're still getting your period, then the best time to do it is about a week or so after your period, because then that's sort of when the hormonal influence on your breast is the lowest. So that's self-breast exams. And then in terms of mammograms, the general recommendation from the American Society of Breast Surgeons is to start screening mammograms at the age of 40, unless there's anything that causes a woman to be high risk. So if somebody has a strong family history of breast cancer, then sometimes we might recommend starting their screening mammograms a little bit earlier. In terms of local information, we work very closely with what's called the Arizona Foundation for Cancer. That's a not-for-profit group in town that helps patients diagnosed with cancer and provides a bunch of different resources. So that's something that can help if you've been diagnosed with breast cancer. The website for that is az4cancer.org.
My name is Dr. Rebecca Viscusi, and I am a breast surgeon with the TMC Health Cancer Center.
You have been listening to Community Wellness Beat from KXEI Tucson. For more programming, go to kxei.org.